Well, as we're seeing across the board in these interesting times, people thinking of new ways of promoting businesses and just keeping in touch with each other. One such website is Connecting Us, and I'm joined on the line by Natalie Morris, who's one of the creators of Connecting Us. Natalie, hi.
Hi there.
Tell us about yourself and tell us about Connecting Us and what it's aiming to do.
So Connecting Us really was a way of myself and a couple of creatives to look at how we could use our skills to help out in this current climate. We were inspired by the Cambridge Fruit Company, who very candidly put up a post on how they could change their business and how they could use their skills, and they've done that really successfully. So myself, under the banner of Brick Marketing, and my colleagues at Next North put together a very basic listing site so that we can list all the local businesses who are doing very innovative things like food deliveries. The local brewery is doing a delivery service. Companies are changing around what they can do so they can support the local community. And the idea was not to totally rely on social media. It was to provide a permanent listing that could be edited so we can update it with details as they change. So you don't have to scroll through a social feed. The information is there with links to the right places for you to place your orders or connect.
Okay, so if people are going to the website, what will they find on there?
So at the moment, we've got a section on shops that are open, so featuring things like pharmacies and the local co-ops, because they're changing their hours and they've got their silver hour. We've got food and drink connection and deliveries, because locally some of our restaurants and pubs are now providing a veg and meat box scheme, as well as store cupboards. They've kind of become a grocery store. Our local newsagent has now got an online store, and our brewery has got an online delivery. We then do a takeaway food section, so listing everyone that's doing takeaways locally and where they deliver and how you order. And then we've got things to do at home. And that's being supported primarily by Linton Children's Book Festival, which sadly had to postpone their event this year. And we've got Redgate Coding Club on there, and various other things will be added in the next few weeks, hopefully.
Okay, so a lot of the businesses, but you're based in Linton, I take it, and it's kind of Linton-centric at the moment. What sort of coverage area will these businesses, because you're talking about, you know, collection and deliveries type stuff, what sort of area are they covering?
So a lot of people will go within a radius of 10 miles. So we're looking at covering Abington, Balsham, I guess Sawston area. For me, this is about making sure that local businesses have got a portal they can put their information on, and they can, and individuals can come and find it and help generate business for them and create a service for themselves as customers. So really, as long as it's within South Cambridgeshire, it can go on the website, because it will help support the business.
Okay, and are you looking to expand geographically, or how will you deal with it if people say, well, hang on a minute, I'm in Trumpington, can I come on?
What we can do, our long-term plan, is if it gets bigger in terms of a regional spread, is that we'll be able to segregate it into areas. So we'd be able to have Connecting Us on a page for Linton, for Trumpington, for Sawston, for Pampersford. So we've built that into the site already. And that would be fantastic from our point of view. That would be really, really great. Our local paper has already approached us to do something on it, and the parish council have made a leaflet out of the website to be delivered to homes this week. So the bigger the better, as far as we're concerned. It's about allowing people to get what they need and support local businesses.
Okay. Are there any sort of holes in the system at the moment? Are there gaps you're looking to plug, or businesses that you're looking to attract in?
We have a lot of food companies at the moment, and cafes like the Linton Kitchen, who are doing a tuck shop. I guess store cupboard essentials is something that I think a lot of people are struggling with, although a lot of the delivery companies are doing like store cupboard boxes. Really, we'd welcome anybody. We're trying to make it so it's supporting the more independent businesses, not to take anything away from the larger supermarkets and, you know, the larger businesses. But if you've got a distribution channel already set up and you've got a presence, then that obviously makes your life a lot easier. A lot of these smaller or medium-sized businesses don't have a website. They don't have an online presence or social media. So we're looking to help them. But obviously, if large businesses want to support the project, then we'll always welcome them on, and we'll welcome support in any way. If people want to help provide us with funds so we can get more people on the project, or they want to help provide us extra skills, that's all fantastic.
Okay, and is this a limited time thing? So if the measures go, or do you see this becoming a permanent thing now?
Well, initially I'd thought of it as just something to sort of cover the next few weeks or months when we're in this pandemic state. But I have been approached by a couple of local villages to say they've lost their own village website or their own village listing, and would we be able to continue supporting this? So I think at the moment we would consider keeping going with this, with the listings. We have social media profiles on Instagram and Facebook that we're doing regular pushes to. Longer term, it will just depend on resources, really, and if we've got the resources to keep pushing it, which I'm sure we have.
Okay. Is there any help you need? And if people want to get in touch and get involved in getting listed, how do they do that?
If people want to get in touch, we're using the Brick Marketing email address. So the best way is to find us is hello@brick-marketing.co.uk. Or you can find us on Facebook and Instagram. We've got a profile for Brick Marketing and for Connecting Us. So on Facebook, we're Connecting-Us, and on Instagram, we're Connecting-Us-Now. Obviously, Connecting Us is a difficult Instagram handle to get, a very popular one at the moment. Or you can reach us on the Brick Marketing social media. You just need to look for Brick-Marketing.
Okay. And people wanting to get listed, how do they do that? Same way, just get in touch that way and
same
you pick
way,
it up.
Same way. We've got a Google form that I'm sending out that we just ask people to complete as fully as they can. There's a lot of information we ask for. We don't need to have every element completed. It just means that if we can get as much from the businesses as we can, then we don't have to keep going backwards and forwards and bothering people when they're trying to run their businesses and trying to keep the wheels of commerce turning.
Okay, excellent. All right. Well, Natalie, this is obviously keeping you busy in this lockdown period. Are you coping okay yourself?
Yes, yeah, just keeping busy with the Connecting Us site, and obviously Brick Marketing still got clients that are looking for marketing support, and there are lots of companies out there that just need to ask questions on what should they do in certain areas on social media, email marketing and websites. And I've got a dog that forces me to get out once a day for my exercise and a busy family. So, yeah, there's lots going on, which is good.
That's the way to do it. Excellent. Well, lovely to speak to you today, Natalie. Excellent idea on the Connecting Us website project, and we wish you well with it.
Thank you very much.